Yeah. just praise God today. Amen. I was just telling Joy, I can't get Joy to run quicker than me. I'm going to run and shout and praise the Lord today. Amen. Because he's worthy to be praised. Amen. I give him glory. Amen. This is Bible Study Day. This is Pastor Barbara Burris. Amen. And saints, I have gone to another level. I'm still a pastor. Amen. But been walking in the office of a pastor, prophetess, and teacher as well as an evangelist. But I want to extend my call, amen, out to my prophetic, amen, for this season. And so you can call me Prophetess Barbara Burris, amen. I have all the other titles, but this title is going to the forefront more this season for the need, amen, and the call that God has on my life. So I want you to rejoice with me today. Amen. I had the honor to have a great man to minister into my life and to give me more clarity, amen, in that area as far as my call. And I don't mind sharing his name. That was Apostle Gibson. And he gave me a greater insight, amen, because I had been having many dreams about, and I even told you on yesterday about how God had showed me again that I was a true prophetess. Amen, and I've been prophesizing to people for many years. Juanita Bynum, I had given her a word of prophecy twice, and it's a young man that comes out of Florida. I had given him a word of prophecy. I can't think of his name right now, and the various other people. I've written to prophecy to a lot of people and spoken verbally, openly to a lot of pastors. Called out of bishops. If they were holding office a pastor and they should have been a bishop, I call them out and tell them what God say. When I would go to the various churches, I would give them, amen, and the pastors and everybody exactly what God say. And it always came through all over Texas, amen. I gave out words of prophetic words, and they always came through. Amen. And not only have I been in the gift of walking in the gift of prophecy for many years, but I have also been a seer. And I not only see the good things, I also see the bad things that are happening to people and what's happening in the earth. I have literally, and I told you that even on yesterday, how God had literally taken me and caused me to bring forth a deliverance, not only for myself at one time, but I see myself bringing out, as I came out from the attack of the enemy, thousands of people that came out. I've seen where God has literally put children, amen, in the, send them down to, from the heavens in the atmosphere. Thank you, Jesus, through the troposphere and the atmosphere and the stratosphere, and those babies lived. Satan didn't get hold to them. But he had to have a beacon, a light in the earth realm in order to receive those babies, amen, so that they could go to that designated area, amen. These things that I tell you are really true, amen, and I see real good. There was a young lady in Houston, Texas, and her husband had separated, and her and her husband were on really bad terms. Amen, and this man was on medication that was causing him to act up real bad. And I told her, God had given me a vision, and I had seen in her house where the apartment, amen, was literally set up, amen, how you enter into the apartment, what comes first when you enter in, and what area the living room and bedroom was. And at the in the kitchen, amen, there was a place where he would sit every day and drink his tea and take his medication, eat his food. And also at that place, he had a gun there, and he was getting ready to commit suicide. And I gave her the word that the Lord had told me concerning this man, amen. And everything that I told her was in all reality true. It was a young lady, amen, that had desired a husband, and I gave her what God had told me. Her husband, the color of his skin, amen, his hair, amen, how he would look, who he was associated with, as far as a famous football player from the Texas area, a man that had retired and who he would hang around. And this man was a very prominent businessman. I looked up into their home, amen, and I seen where she had a nurse that was bringing down her children. They was two twin girls, amen, and one little girl, they was doing the Christmas holidays. One little girl, she was literally acting in rebellion. She didn't want to come home. They was about the age of two. She didn't want to come down, excuse me, from playing or doing whatever she wanted to do, so she was rebelling against the nurse. And they had on little old bitty Christmas dresses, little plaid Christmas dresses. They were some beautiful little girls. Then it was a man, a prophet, that came into the Houston area, and he came out of the will of God, and a young lady had told me about him, and I began to pray and intercede, and I seen the area where he came from. I seen that he come from an area that had a lot of snow in it, amen, and that he was not assigned for that season to come in that area, and he wasn't going to be able to start a church down there. They wanted him to start a church. Do you know everything that I had given in prophecy came to pass? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And even as far as today, everything that I have given God's people have literally came to pass. So I walk in the prophetic as well as a seer. Amen. And Prophet Apostle Gibson was able to help me go ahead and accept my gifts and wear that title. Amen. Praise God. I have always worn it, but I've worn pastor more than that. Amen. So whenever you want a prophetic to come in, you always look for somebody that's going to tell you the truth. I'm not so interested in God having given me that call to hoop and holler about a car or about a man, about a woman, and all of that. I do. I give you words on that. But at the same time, he's more interested in his kingdom building and the principles. Oh, so I walk in the prophetic, amen. I've ministered to great leaders as well, amen, and it all has come to pass. And when I say a thing, it comes to pass. Don't doubt it, amen, but believe and trust and then wait on the calling. So I'm just excited today. I'm excited because, amen, thank you, Jesus. I'm willing, amen, and I'm ready for change, and I'm ready to go ahead and accept and then continue to tell y'all, because I have been telling you for ever since I've been on Blog Talk about my prophecy. I prophesied to everybody that I could prophesy to. And then, too, I want to give a great shout-out to the various people, and especially Virtuous One. She is a woman, amen, of great integrity, amen, and wisdom, and she can really teach that word. And I want you to visit her page. And then I met another great lady, amen, and that's Sandra B, amen, and she comes on. And there's so many others. Prophetess Carmen, she is a prophetess that is accurate. Amen. If you need to hear from the Lord and you want true prayer, not to God, just to hear a word, but make sure that God is leading you in that direction. Prophetess Carmen, amen, will speak nothing but truth. There are so many others that I can literally tell you about. Oh, my God, there's just so many others. I praise God. But we just give God the glory today. And we were teaching, amen, praise God, in reference to end time prophecy, amen. And at the same time, we were teaching about the financial system on last week. And a lot of people think a Lamborghini or a boat, a yacht, whatever you can grab your hands hold to is going to be a great resource. That's a resource, yes. It gets you around. It gives you pleasure and stuff like that. But God wants you to tap into a financial system that's going to be able to help you for the coming of the end time, amen, when this Antichrist come on the scene and he make himself known through the various deeds and trickery that he's going to do. So we just give God the glory. Father, we just thank you right now. And as I bow down before you, asking you humbly to forgive me first for my sin of my children. And I ask you, Lord God, to go before your people today and give them a clarity and an in-depth, amen, of what's getting ready to come and how to establish themselves, amen, because you're a God of divine order. God, I thank you for giving me a chance to speak a word in season and to help your people. I yield my members, I yield my mind, my soul, and my spirit, and my mouth to you. Amen. Knowing that, God, amen, you have control virtually of everything because I've made myself subject to you through yielding, through being humble, through being obedient. And what I haven't been obedient in, God, I've asked you, Lord God, to teach me because I'm being developed, amen, and I know that others are being developed too, and I'm a willing vessel. So, Father, we just thank you right now, amen. We thank you for the word. We thank you for your will. We thank you for what you're doing. I pray for those that are sick, those that are incarcerated. I pray for those that have all kind of sickness in the mind and have been entrapped by Satan in every kind of way to in order for him to get and to destroy their livelihood. I pray that you would go in and, God, heal them in the name of Jesus. Restore back what the cankerworm and the palmerworm have eaten up. Lord God, some of us need to be, amen, in the ministry full time. Lord God, give us that breakthrough. Give us that financial breakthrough so that we can focus full time on you. And Father, I thank you, Lord God, for the various, amen, ministries, amen, that are all over, amen, the world, amen, that are walking in Christian belief, not in the religions, but in Christian belief, knowing that Jesus, amen, established the Christian church, amen, hallelujah, first. For he said, Lord God, amen, when he told Peter, he called him Petros, and he said, upon this rock I shall build my church, amen, and the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. So, God, I'm asking you, Lord God, the Lord God, close up those gates. We bind up Lucifer in every trick and trap. He is a liar, and he abided not in the truth. And, God, Ekepio Shataba, we ask you to destroy him because he is a scatterbrain. Amen. He don't believe in nothing but destruction. There's nothing in him. There's no hope in him. There's no love in him. Amen. And he is totally defeated. Amen. So we ask you, Lord God, everybody that he has captured at his will that have yielded to him, not knowing that behind that door is a death trap. Amen. God, we ask you, God, to move, amen, that demon, amen, out of the way. Father, we ask you to go into the stratosphere and atmosphere and the troposphere, God, amen, where these princes reside and what they are over, amen, the governments, amen, of the world, amen, over the great leaders, God. We ask you, Lord God, to set those leaders' hearts and minds, amen, in the right order so that they can follow the will and not the desires, amen, of these demons. In Jesus' name I pray. Lord, I pray for President Barack Obama and Vice President Joe Biden, President George Bush that has stepped in and began to help over in Haiti. And Lord God, I pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and I pray for divine protection around your people, God, so that they can stand forth in you. And I pray that you would send that anointing that destroys every yoke. And Father, we just thank you right now. We give you all the honor and all the glory. Amen. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing and what you're doing, what you're about to do in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. As we yield ourselves, amen, and come before you in humble adoration, God, we worship you. We thank you. Hallelujah. We praise you and we bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because you're worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name, I pray. Lord God, I give you praise, all the honor and all the glory. None like you, Jesus. You're able to fix it. Lord God, you're working it out even now as I speak. I thank you for the prophetic, amen, literally being more revealed, amen, to the body of Christ, because I have a word in season for the body. And praise God for that word. Praise God for the gift, amen, that are in operation, amen, and the stirring of the gift. And God, hallelujah, Lord, I just thank you, Lord. God, I want the saints to listen to this, and then we're going to go into our Bible study. I'm telling you, I have established a relationship with him, and it's a beautiful thing to know him, saints. Amen. He is a God of love. You know, Solomon wrote about love and the Songs of Solomon, and one of the things that he is God is that love. He's that rose of Sharon. Amen. Praise God. You know, and last week we were talking about the financial system and how it is literally established by God in order for us to be prosperous. Now, I'm telling you, saints, we are living in the last days, and I cannot continue to just pull and pull and pull, but I'm going to pull until God said that's enough. Because what's getting ready to come on the earth, amen, there must be an urgency. Wherever a prophet or a prophetess, amen, is speaking a word, I don't care if it's in the United States or anywhere in the world, that prophet, if it's a true prophet, a prophetess, they are sent to the body of Christ in order to help them, in order to maintain a livelihood, in order to keep them from what's getting ready to come on the earth. Amen. And if you notice, every time there was any great events that happened in the Bible, before those events occurred, there was always a famine. Remember when Ruth, amen, went with her mother-in-law, Naomi, amen. Ruth was a Moabite, amen, and she followed Naomi back to, amen, her country, because the famine had gotten so grievous. Naomi and her husband and sons had moved out of their promised land. I'm just gonna literally paraphrase it like that. They left their source of livelihood. And they went over into the country where the Moabites live. And because of that, amen, they survived. But at the same time, when you sometimes leave out of the will, you suffer. And her husband, amen, literally ended up dying. Amen. And the sons ended up dying. So Naomi had to make the right decisions to go back into her country. And she did, and Ruth decided to follow. Every time there is a famine in the land, God is getting ready to do a spiritual, supernatural change, amen, that will occur first in the spirit realm and then be manifested in the natural. And because of this occurrence, people are going to be set in position that have never been in position before. Various things are going to happen. Catastrophic events are going to occur. And as we, as the body of Christ, I thank Father God right now, amen, don't adhere, don't follow the instructions of the Lord. We're going to feel the effects, amen, like Naomi did. Amen. And her son, she lost both her sons and her husband. Amen. You got to follow the instructions of God in order to survive. Because when these events occur, look over in Haiti, amen, where there was a major earthquake that killed over 50,000 people at one time. A lot of people say God did it. A lot of people say Satan did it. But I'm going to tell you, whatever happened, it was predestined to happen because of the end times. It's sad that it happened, amen, and I wish it could have been avoided. But everything that's going to occur is going to happen. We can't change a thing. But we can follow God and walk in obedience so that these things won't happen to us. And I'm going to put it like this. We can change things by going in a positive way, by speaking positive things over our lives and walking in obedience. So because of the famine that's in the land, the recession, global recession that's in the land today, it's not going to get any better. I don't care what nobody say. Everybody's going to feel the effects of this thing. Amen, be it earthquakes, be it tornadoes, storms, major sicknesses, terrorists in the land. Those terrorists are going to come into America, saints, and they're going to do a lot of damage. Amen. But at the same time, America is going to be kept if they want to be kept. Amen. And the only way that you can be kept is through Christ Jesus. So because of the famine that Naomi and Ruth had gone through, God had a divine purpose. When famine comes, there is a divine purpose, amen, for his people's lives. There are going to be great changes, amen, that's getting ready to occur. Eventually, it's going to lead up to the coming of the Antichrist. And remember, I told you that there are two Antichrists that's going to come on the scene. You're going to have to review my lessons all the way back, go into the archives, and you will see why I literally given you the information on the Antichrist. Amen. And they're going to come in. The first one is going to come in, and he's going to talk sweet talk to Israel and try to pull up a peace agreement. Amen. And then the second one's going to come in, and he's literally going to win over Israel. He's going to win over the prime minister. Amen. And this is going to be unpleasant to the will of God, because God say we should not have no other gods before us. Amen. And that's when Satan is going to come in with the Antichrist, and he's going to try to lord over Israel. And that, and this is the thing about him. This dog is so stupid. He thinking he literally thinks that he can lord over God's people. And that's a no-no. That's one of the worst things that you can do, to try to come in and take something from God, forcefully take it. So God is going to show up, and he's going to do what he said he's going to do. Israel will be saved, and they will be honored as the one that will be the world leaders as far as, amen, the gospel is concerned, because at first they were appointed to preach the word and to teach the word to the nations. But after they failed, amen, God took it from them and gave it to the Gentiles, and we are the Gentiles. Amen. So let us focus on what God is doing, amen, and literally understand his will. This financial system, I gave you one instance of it, amen, out of the book of Isaiah 45, 1 through 5. And thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. There are going to be major changes. There are going to be major effects, amen, that's coming into this America, amen, and in the world at large, amen. And it's all because of what Satan has tried to do and is doing in the earth realm, and what God has appointed and will accomplish in the earth realm. There's no failure in God. And I gave you some information last week, as far back as King David and King Hiram, amen. God had set up a system that would bring wealth to King David and his kingdom, and to also provide for the people, amen, because there was employment as far back as then. You know, people were employed way back in those times, and his kingdom was financially able to support the needs of the people, amen, in the city, amen, and the nearby towns, amen, and the neighboring areas. Amen. So God is a God not only of love, of healing and deliverance, but he is the God of government. Amen. And we fail to realize that he is a God of government. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to tell you something. You can go far back as Father Abraham. God set up a financial system during his time. Amen. His wealth was seen with what he owned in reference to cattle, land, and food. Amen. And the supplies. Amen. He had manservants and maidservants. Those were his employees. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. They were employed and hired by him, amen, to do various jobs in order to maintain his livelihood. Now, he had hundreds of people, amen, that worked for him in order to maintain his livelihood. We as the body of Christ need to literally pick up, amen, on being entrepreneurs at this time. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. His nation was established by God's financial system, amen, that he instructed, amen, and had given, amen, to Abraham by wisdom. God gave Abraham wisdom in order to operate a system that would keep the whole entire surroundings, amen, and his whole entire wealth and the body and those that he employed intact so that they could survive, amen. He had that land, he had the cattle, he had everything that he needed in order to keep, amen, and maintain his livelihood through the various, amen, ways that God had allowed him and showed him how to set up a financial system. Provision is on God's agenda for all mankind, but provisions, amen, are laid up for the righteous. For the Bible says, thus saith the Lord, that the financial system that he has laid up is coming from the wicked. Amen. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. If you had, amen, literally seen how Abraham's system worked, amen, you would marvel at such a primitive system, amen, producing more and doing a greater work than you can see what the world system, this global recession that we're in. Abraham's system didn't fail. It passed on from Isaac, amen, and from Isaac all the way to Jacob, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Esau didn't get the highest blessing, but he did receive his blessing, amen. But this was established all because God, amen, had called Abraham, and Abraham accepted God. Amen. When you accept God and walk in obedience, you can see the system, amen, and see how God will literally start blessing you. He'll start increasing because, see, God is a God of multiplicity. Amen. When the Israelites, the Hebrews, literally left out of Egypt, amen, thank you, Jesus. One of the things, amen, that God had did while they were in there, he increased them. He increased them. They began to multiply as far as a nation and become a big nation in a area, amen, where the enemy had literally wanted to kill them out. And Pharaoh had gotten afraid of them. So God increases in afflictions. God increases when there's a famine in the land. God increases when things seem like there is no hope, amen, on the horizon. Amen. For he has said, amen, that righteousness, amen, is the order. If you want to tap into any kind of wealth, amen, thank you, Jesus, amen, you have to live a righteous life. And I spoke that on last week. And what is righteousness? For Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. Then I read Genesis 15, amen, 1 through 6, and I'm going to give it to you again, amen, because, amen, what we are trying to do, amen, is literally get established in a way whereas we can understand that God, amen, must be, amen, getting ready to do something in the earth realm because, amen, like I told you, every time that something occurs, amen, a famine occurs, amen. Remember with Joseph and them, when that famine came, amen, amen, that was, amen, a tremendous change, amen, taking place in the earth. Amen. That's thank you, Jesus. Let's see. Genesis 15 and 6. Amen. Genesis 15 and 6. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And if we read the Bible says, thank you, Jesus, in Genesis 15 and 6. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Because Abraham believed in the Lord, God accounted it unto him for righteousness. And praise God. And let's read Psalm 23 and 3. Amen. Praise God. Because these scriptures are literally given, amen, to show you what righteousness does, amen, when you believe in the Lord and the effects of righteousness. Righteousness brings forth positive effects, amen, thank you, Jesus, that are enduring, amen, and you want to leave a legacy behind. You just don't want to die, amen, in this earth, amen, and not leave a legacy behind for your children and grandchildren because, Amen. If they don't have it, they're going to end up accepting the mark of the beast. And God don't want his people to fail, amen, when he have a fail-proof system. Amen. So Psalm 23:3 says, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. As I turn to that, amen, praise God. The Bible says, he restored my soul. He leaded me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Righteousness has a pathway. Amen. And you're going to have to follow that pathway in order to obtain. He restored my soul. He leaded me in a path of righteousness for his name's sake. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. For righteousness is for God's name's sake. Amen. Praise God. And then we look at Job. Praise God. 27. I give God glory today. Job 27:6. Amen. So when, amen, you see all of these stratoscopic events occur and things seem like they just literally off key and you don't know what you're going to do, tap on to righteousness and watch God move and set up a system in your life whereas, amen, you won't fail and your children and all will be saved and you won't have to accept the mark of the beast. In Job 27, amen, give God the glory. And verse 6, the Bible says, thank you, Jesus, my righteousness I hold fast and will not let it go. My heart shall not reproach me so long as I live. What Job was literally saying, he's saying, now I found the Lord. I know that my God liveth. Amen. And I know that my God is able to do everything but fail. I have been proven over and over and over and over again. Because I'm in this system and what God is literally doing for me, he provided me a way to live. And if I keep myself in a righteous way, in an upright way, God will continue to bless me. My righteousness I hold fast. You got to hold fast righteousness, righteousness, amen. Hold it fast to you. That means, amen, if you're going to be anything to God and want to be a part of what God is getting ready to do, you got to hold on to righteousness. And then Psalms 1. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to let you see what Psalms say. Amen. Praise God. I give God the glory. For the Bible say, in Psalms 1, it say, Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor seated in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his light do he meditate day and night. That helps you, amen, to hold on to what God, amen, has promised you. And he shall be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in season. Its leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. When you're walking upright with God, amen, everything that you do will prosper. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So, amen, as Psalms 14:34, let's listen to that and see what it says. Psalms 14:34, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, that's 14 and it's got to be 4. Amen. Excuse me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Psalms, let me see. Let us go. Not Psalms 14. Let us go to Matthew 5:6. Excuse me. Matthew 5:6. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew 5:6. I'm going to have to extend this because it's more to it. And I think that Psalms is 1:14. I have to look at that and see. But Matthew 5:6. Amen. For the Bible, amen, literally tells us in Matthew 5:6, it literally states, amen, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. That's the key. You're going to have to hunger and thirst after righteousness. You're going to have to pull on God and ask God, what is righteousness? Well, how do I operate in it? Show me how to live in righteousness. Show me, amen, what the scriptures are saying. And as I give you the scriptures, I'm letting you know what righteousness is. Because you are righteous, amen, you have literally been established with Abraham, amen, amen. And Abraham is established with Father God, amen. And you become just, amen, like Abraham, a friend of God, and you become a part of God, amen. And because you are, amen, accounted as righteousness like Father Abraham was, amen, you have, amen, his blessings, amen. And because Jesus, amen, had covenant with God, now you are able to receive your resources. Resources have been waiting on you, and you can receive it if you obey. Thank you, Jesus. For the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. The Bible states that Joseph set up a financial system that did not fail. This man took the resources of the land, the cattle, amen, thank you, Jesus, and the food, amen, the agriculture, amen, the food, amen, the farming, amen, and he literally saved Egypt as well as a mixed multitude of people, as well as the Hebrews, amen. This system was a financial system that did not fail in hard times, amen. If you read Genesis 45, verses 7 and 11, amen, and 47, verses 13, amen, and all the way through 26, amen, you'll see what Joseph had literally, amen, set up this financial system. And then we look at, amen, how he set it up in reference to, amen, that there's an order, amen. When Pharaoh had told him the dream about the 7 years, amen, and what he had seen as far as the economy was concerned, amen, thank you, Jesus, all righteousness is established because, amen, of the economy, amen. The economy is what kept Abraham, amen, and his manservants and maidservants so that they did not literally die out, amen. The economy affects the world. Amen. Whatever happens with the economy will affect all races, nations, creeds, and colors. When there was a famine, one of the things that Joseph did, amen, he told Pharaoh, he said in Genesis 41, praise God, and 35, and he said, let them gather all the foods of those good years that come and lay up corn under the hands of Pharaoh and let them keep food in the city. Now, one of the things, that was a financial system. And what Joseph did, the greatest asset was more valuable than any gold or money or anything on the market was corn. Back then, that was the highest, amen, resource there was, amen, as far as the food products, as far as any money was concerned, as far as any other the spices was concerned, as far as the animals were concerned. The animals, amen, came afterwards. But the corn, amen, would feed a lot of people. That was their high staple, amen. So Joseph set up corn, and then what he did, he did not leave it in the farmland in storehouses, but he brought it into Pharaoh's city, amen, into the government, and the government began to maintain the resources. America is going to have to turn over the various, resources, amen, into the government, amen, until God said that's enough. And it's got to be a system, amen, where it's going to protect the people. That's why I told you, amen, and I give God the glory. I had told you one of the things that America needs to do is fix the commercial department. The commerce department was really set off, and I told that, amen, to the various people, the famous ministers and stuff in the late 90s and the early 2000s, amen. And if they would have listened and adhered to what I was telling them, what they would have done is begin to, and probably a lot of them did, and just went in secret, tapped into land and began to learn how to do farming. We, as the body of Christ, going to have to farm. Amen. If we're going to keep our livelihood and not accept the mark of the beast, we're going to have to farm. I told you about the financial system. The euro is used very greatly over into the foreign countries, and the value of it is not greater than the American dollar, but it's greater than the American dollar over in the foreign countries. Whereas the American dollar itself is literally dying out. And I'm going to have to get into that with you on next week. But at the same time, amen, when you tap into, amen, the resources, amen, into the resources, amen, the financial system that God has established, then you're going to see great wealth. You're going to have to literally, amen, begin to do what Moses had listen to God say, do, amen, concerning the Hebrews. When they left out of Egypt, before they left, he told them, what I want you to do is go in and spoil the Egyptians. That means take everything that they have that you can borrow. Borrow their jewelry, borrow their food, borrow their pots and pans, borrow their knives, borrow their plows, every system that would help them to grow and to do farming, borrow that, because when you get to the promised land, you're not only going to need those tools, but you're going to also need, amen, to worship me. A lot of times we don't want to worship God, and that brings in success within itself. When you begin to praise God and worship him and thank him and stop taking on attitudes, like I spoke to you on yesterday, about various things and the way the people do in the body of Christ, they're all mixed up. They don't know how to fellowship. They don't know how to turn around and help one another. And I'm going to tell you, there are certain people that still don't understand that when you, what you call, unite together, when you begin to pull the body together as one, then you can make a success out of it. But what we want to do, we want to keep one race to itself. We want to keep the other race to itself. And then if we get in one race, we're going to believe that that race is better than the next race. And that ain't nobody no better than nobody. The whole thing is if you white and you got a word for me and I know that you real, I'm going to follow that word, amen, because I'm not going to follow your color. If you black and you got a word for me, amen, I'm going to follow that word. I'm not going to look at your color because I know that what God is saying is true in the body. So we as the body of Christ is the only scattered people, amen. The Muslims stick together. The Hindus stick together. All of these people stick together in their demonic beliefs. But we as the body of Christ need to come back to the foot of the cross and understand that God is trying to save a nation. And if we don't work together, amen, divided we fall, together we stand. I will talk more on this here because this is a powerful word, and I'm going to tell you about the value of the dollar. The value of the dollar ain't going to be no value after a while. Amen. They got the G20. Amen. That's coming up. Amen. And this system, I'm going to tell you about it. There are 20 members. Amen. 20 countries that have gathered together. Amen. Amen. And this is a government, a body of people that want to bring in change. Amen. And they are Argentina, Australia, Brazil, Canada, China, France, Germany, India, Indonesia, Italy, Japan, Mexico, Russia, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, South Korea, Turkey, the United Kingdom, United States, and the European Union. And other particulars are, amen, and their participants are the International, amen, Monetary Funds, the World Banking System itself, the International Monetary and Financial Committee, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And the development of these, amen, committees for the International Monetary Fund and World Bank, amen. They're trying to get a one world currency in. And I'm going to tell you, saints, when this one world currency try to come in, it's going to be a failed system. It's a failed system because everything that don't line up with God is failing. Amen. And so we as the body of Christ going to have to understand that the money value is gone. Even with gold, you notice that in the market today, a lot of people, when they heard of the global recession, one of the things that they started doing, sell me your gold. Sell me your gold earrings. Sell me your gold watches and your gold rings and give me your gold and I'll give you X amount of money. They are doing this here. These people are doing this here because they know that the money, amen, is going to be resolved. And so without the money, you're not going to be able to buy or sell or trade anything. And you're not, if you don't have your own financial system that's set up by God, amen, and the resources of the land, and learn how to farm and do all types of farming and agriculture, you're not going to make it. I know I'm over my time, and I hope everybody get this, amen, because this is important. Saints, start buying some land. Saints, start providing, amen, for the future, because your future, amen, is going to entail and hold the future of your grandchildren, your children, and your great-grandchildren. We, as the black people, as the white people of America, need to stop selling the lands to these Muslims, because they're coming in here building up cell groups. And when they do, if they master, if Satan tell them to go up and blow somebody, they ain't got to come in on an airplane because they're already in the system. They're already in America. You better learn how to live, America, because you have made great mistakes. You have suffered, amen, your own people. You have suffered your own people. So I'll talk to you again next Tuesday, amen. We'll go into greater detail. God bless you. I hope this whole entire message was covered. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.